If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Fridays with Frangela, thank God. People on the Twitter machine were putting out the call earlier than usual. Like, is it Frangela there yet? Is Frangela there yet?
And it's going to get fun.
Yes.
Or at least we're going to find the way to find some positivity.
Yes.
Because you know what? After you cry, then you...
Yeah,
you get it together.
You get it together. You laugh.
You try to bypass enragement.
Yeah.
No, it's right. You're going back and forth between, you know, sadness and fury and
I do think we need to ask ourselves what is wrong when we have a government that is more concerned with investigating their own investigations than keeping us alive.
Yeah.
And we should say, because we just had a crying jag before the break, and you know, a lot of the sound I have this morning, I can't even play it. It's the 4-year-old comforting her mother.
I'm cool now. I got it.
After she watches her father get shot to death. There's a kid of a white police officer this morning that's probably doing the same thing
Absolutely.
In Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was saying. You know, we were talking earlier about, one of those kids in Newtown's got to be buried next to a African-American victim of police violence. Has got to be buried next to, a white cop's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just on and on and on. I mean,
here's the thing. I think that the reality is that the answer, we have the answer in each other.
Yes.
And getting, we're going to have to, we're going to live in this society together with police officers. And we're going to have to figure out how that's going to happen.
Well, that was always the plan. They're supposed to be of our community.
Yes.
You know?
I hope this is not manipulative, but I just, because I know we've all, this is the culture we live in now, I guess, because of social mm-hmm. media and Facebook. But this is the question. Are we going to be a country like this where a 4-year-old has to comfort her mother? This is the audio everybody was talking about.
Do you believe police?
No, it's all right. Cut 12.
Mm-hmm.
This is Philando Castile's little girl.
It's okay, I'm right here with you.
Oh my God. This is a 4-year-old trying to comfort her mother.
I don't know how you hear that. And this woman yesterday started tweeting, well, nobody should have a gun. And I was like, that's where your mind goes?
Yeah.
Your first inclination is to go to this man who you're watching die. You know, what did he do? Frankly, he followed the law. Where did we bypass the part where you were horrified, shocked, can't believe what you're seeing? Like, aren't those supposed to be in the way?
I know. Right. And my daughter asked me, because we were listening to it on the radio yesterday, and she said, but why would she live stream? You know, my daughter's very logical. She goes, why would anybody live stream when somebody next to them is dying? And I was like, because she needs proof.
Yeah.
Because in that moment,
she can't hold him.
Also, that she's saving her own life and her daughter's life. Because I don't believe for 1 minute, I think that the fact that she's continued to film and continue to call that officer, sir, first of all, she can't put down the phone because he's screaming at her, keep your hands where they are. So that's keeping her alive.
You know, and then we were saying, and here's where we are in America, that, you know, any sentient human beings that watched all that was disturbed. Mm-hmm. And whoever these people were last night in Dallas that are not glued together properly,
we got to be careful about, I think, not jumping to conclusions with information we don't have.
So now some innocent African Americans that were in there, just trying to get their ID are dead, and now some innocent white cops that were just protecting people that were protesting peacefully.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things wrong that I don't understand about what happened last night. I think that it's ridiculous that people continue to argue that we need these magazines and these huge weapons. I don't care what you call them. And please don't.
Right.
Gunsplain. The fact is that there's no, no human being needs to have that kind of outside of the army.
Right. And we were saying, where does this stop now? Because we talk about not militarizing the police. And now they probably feel like they have to be dressed like they're going into Fallujah every day.
Because, but then why aren't they against people having those guns?
Well, they are. They are. The cops are.
Yeah. So, but I see over and over again, police, how many sheriffs have we seen make statements about how, I'm going to arm, if we were all armed. I just think that it's insane.
Yeah.
I, you know, and I have too many friends who are cops who are like, you know, who are Second Amendment like gun nuts. They're, but they just are.
Bill Moyer's right, though. Somebody put up a really great quote for him that that is a perversion of that amendment.
Yeah.
And that if you really, it's a well regulated. And the militia was always run by the military. Militia had to take orders from the organized military. Yeah. If we won't get real about it.
That's what I'm saying. We got a you know, a sniper ambush off the streets of Dallas. You literally are turning on your TV. You don't know if you're looking at Iraq or or Texas.
People talking about that's from Black Lives Matters.
Right.
Like, it's
by the way, guns not new. They died in the hospital John F. Kennedy died in.
I know.